This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Seven of the leading U.S. Democratic presidential candidates debated at Loyola Marymount University in Los Angeles Thursday night. The high-profile debate, hosted by PBS NewsHour and Politico, saw the candidates weighing in on President Trump's impeachment, which now heads to the Senate for trial. During the debate, Senator Elizabeth Warren offered her colleagues some advice.
And everyone now in the Senate who's taken a constitutional oath to uphold our Constitution, and that doesn't mean loyalty to an individual, it doesn't mean loyalty to a political party, it means loyalty to our country.
One reason the debate was held in California is because the solidly Democratic state has gained significance due to its primary election date being moved up by 3 months. With the 495 delegates at stake, California will play a bigger role in determining who will represent the Democratic Party and challenging Trump next November. President Trump downplaying Wednesday night's historic vote to impeach him. We get more on the story from the AP's Sagar Magani.
And the president has been held accountable.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she and many others have a spring in their step. The president says they shouldn't.
It's a phony deal.
He spoke amid uncertainty about the next step. The Senate needs Pelosi to formally send it the impeachment articles for a trial to start, but she first wants to see how GOP Chief Mitch McConnell plans to run it. Both he and the president say Pelosi appears afraid after a shoddy impeachment process.
The most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canada's Minister of Health is proposing to ban promotion and advertising of vaping products in public spaces in an effort to curb youth use of the e-cigarettes. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. In a speech written by himself and delivered in Parliament by Queen Elizabeth, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson unveiled his plans to end the Brexit deadlock. Karen Chalmers reports from London.
The resounding success achieved by Johnson's Conservative Party in a recent general election gives them a majority in the House of Commons and all but guarantees Johnson will be able to turn those promises into law. However, with Brexit casting a shadow over the British economy, there's a question mark over how he will pay for it all. One possible solution comes with trade, as the Queen read out.
Thereafter, my ministers will seek a future relationship with the European Union based on a free trade agreement that benefits the whole of the United Kingdom. They will also begin trade negotiations with other leading global economies.
Karen Chamas, London.
Countries and companies attending a refugee forum in Geneva this week pledged to increase refugee access to green energy, among other goals. Findings show renewables offer multiple benefits, including reducing some of the root causes of displacement. For VOA, Lisa Bryant reports on what this means for Africa, which hosts roughly one quarter of the world's refugees.
Access to energy is one of the biggest challenges facing Africa, especially for one of its most vulnerable groups, refugees. Energy is crucial for cooking and heat and to power refugee schools and health clinics. Getting it often means cutting trees for firewood and charcoal. That's a problem in countries like Ethiopia, which hosts nearly 1 million refugees. For now, many refugees have limited energy options. The most polluting contribute to climate change, which is helping to drive ever more people from their homes. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan's government announced it is seeking to disqualify the head of a three-judge panel, which ruled that the corpse of convicted former military dictator Pervez Musharraf should be hanged for 3 days outside parliament if he dies before his execution. Pakistan's law minister said neither the constitution nor the Islam religion allows public hangings. The high treason trial against Musharraf stemmed from his actions back in 2007 when he briefly imposed an emergency in Pakistan by suspending the constitution that tried to cling to power. He placed top judges, including the then chief justice, under house arrest for opposing his rule. And Camille Schrier, a student at Virginia Commonwealth University, is the new Miss America. She was crowned last night Miss America 2020 in the state of Connecticut. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.